Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an NFR Final Round Watch Party Saturday, December 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. There is nothing better than enjoying some outstanding cowboy entertainment in a theater setting as a prelude to watching the final round of the National Finals Rodeo on the big screen while enjoying your favorite beverage, all without the hassle and cost of Las Vegas. Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. with Bren Hill and Andy Nelson, then the NFR Watch Party starts at 6 p.m. Join us Saturday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. Tickets are available at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com or at the door. For more information, call 307-360-8776.
I'll keep one hand on the wheel and one hand in the rigging.
Howdy, friends. This is Baxter Black, close personal friend of Andy and Jim Nelson. We're telling you to stay tuned and stay with us right here on Clear Out West Radio, the Cowboy's Voice.
That's right, close personal friend Baxter Black. Man, I miss that guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
He is truly missed.
Yep. Hey, everyone's tuned in just in time for Farrier's Final.
Really?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, let's go to the bar.
Let's do it. Okay, we'll catch up with you next week.
See you
all
later.
Right, bye.
I just wanted to visit a little bit about egg bars, heart bars, and all the other kind of bars that go along.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, we're giving more foundation. We're giving the horse more foundation and to work with stability.
Sure.
We're taking the weight off the toe in some cases.
Yeah.
We're bridging up the toe in some cases.
Right.
We're bridging up the heels. We're doing an adjustable heart bar to help push that cough and bone back up through the hoof.
Absolutely right.
So there is a reason for the bars.
Right. And, if you think it's just so the farrier can
charge you more.
Things like that, he knows.
Well, and it is amazing. If you watch your horse, if he's barefooted and he's having some issues, he's having some structure problems, you can tell a difference. When you throw a bar shoe, an egg bar, for instance, it throws a little more support, and that horse is going to travel a lot better.
Yep, absolutely right. And do not try this at home.
No.
We are professionals. you can screw a horse up by using it in the wrong circumstance.
Absolutely, and check with your vet. Absolutely.
You bet.
Get some x-rays.
Yep. Hey, that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's Final.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, what do you mean, my pressure?
What do you mean?
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got to leave us a voicemail. No, how about if you request a Dick's pick
Let's
first?
Let's do that first.
Let's request a Dick's pick.
Okay, DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Now leave us a voicemail.
Yes.
We may not answer it. We may not call you back.
They're easy to read.
But we'll listen to them, that's for sure. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale. That's not it. 307. It's going to be a long day.
Oh, pull my fingers.
307-360-8776. And go ahead and pull my finger. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming. 82941.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
That was a rough one.
We better keep moving,
We're going to move on real quick here.
Okay.
Jeff Gore's riding along with us, and he drives a big old truck.
They say that we should all pitch in together. They say that we should all do our part. But there's one thing that I'm not gonna give up, and I'm gonna tell it straight from the heart. I like a big old truck, one that's strong and sturdy. I like a big old truck for working hard and dirty. That's the way I live. That's the way I drive. 'Cause that big old truck will make a country boy feel alive. I could buy me a luxury car, all plush and pretty. Drive around in a whole lot of style, like they do in the city. I could keep up with the Joneses and spend me a whole lot of money. But all I'd have is a recycled beer can built in a foreign country. I'll keep my big old truck, 'cause it's strong and sturdy. I'll keep my big old truck for working hard and dirty. That's the way I live. That's the way I drive. 'Cause that big old truck will make a country boy feel alive. They tell us all to buy economy cars, say we'd save a lot of money. You hear them talking all about it on the news, but that sounds kind of funny. 'Cause it's SUVs that carry politicians and the president. Seems they never do their sales what they ask for the people that they represent. I'll keep my big old truck, 'cause it's strong and sturdy. I'll take a big old truck for working hard and dirty. That's the way I live. That's the way I drive. 'Cause that big old truck will make a country boy feel alive. Yeah, that big old truck will make a country boy feel alive.
Oh yeah, that reminds me of a poem I wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, about the time that Tina parked next to someone at the post office.
Oh, man, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to get that poem out. I don't
have to dig that one out.
I have it written. I have it in written form. It's in my new book, but it's...
We got to get that recorded.
It's not, yeah, the audio has not been recorded on it.
That's a good one.
That's a good one right there, yeah. Man. It's entitled, Hey, Doesn't Barbie Drive a Jeep?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to have to resurrect that.
Yeah. So as we were leaving in our last segment, we were talking about pulling off someone's headstall.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, that could be an innocent joke. You better take inventory of what they're riding first.
You know, a three-year-old greenbroke horse is okay. Go ahead.
It's all fair. Uncle Elmer's 20-year-old plow horse? Nah, don't pull it off.
Don't bother with this.
Okay. Well, Abby's, it was her little filly that actually did this. We were riding in the mountains, and the flies were just something terrible. We had fly spray on and everything, but it was still terrible.
Yeah.
And the little filly just shook her head and kept shaking her head. She had a bridle on without a throat latch. Yeah. Yeah. And,
whoa.
Yep, shook off the head stall. Spit out the bit.
Oh, dear.
Yep, and spit out the bit. And there's Abby sitting with two reins in hand around the neck. And I said, Abby, just don't move. We're fine. The horse isn't moving. Just stop, relax.
Still.
I jump off, and I put the bridle back on. And
thank goodness.
Take up another notch on each side. And then when we got home, we changed headstalls.
We corrected that.
Right,
problem.
Right, yeah. Yes. So, and I'm to blame for Abby's wrecks always. She's on her gelding inside an arena.
A real feely gelding.
Yeah, and I'm trying to desensitize this gelding to a rope. So I throw a rope out in front of her, and she lopes over it. Well, the next time around, I throw the rope out. Well, the loop stood up.
Snag.
It front-footed the horse, so I let go of the rope. So this horse takes off 9-0 around the arena, makes about six loops before she gets him shut down. Mm-hmm. We're yelling at her. She, one rein, stop, one rein, stop. She's yelling back at us, I am.
And she stayed on.
And she stayed on, and she did awesome. She did. And it was all my fault, and I was not popular.
You got a Scotch blessing.
I sure did. Yeah. Yep. We need to ditch out to another commercial, but when we come back, Bax has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.